Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Can you believe, John, that, you know, and what it is, it looks like this is alleged things that are being recorded mm-hmm. at Vassar College, and that they were just checking the theory out that if you went and told a teacher or a counselor or whoever they're talking to, the employees of Vassar, if you see the Constitution, it triggers something negative inside of you and pain inside of
you. Is it crowding your space?
Yeah. And so, you know, based on what they're saying is their assumption was the teacher would say, you're crazy. Get out of here.
Right.
Instead, the teachers and these leaders, whoever you're going to see them, we're going to show you, they actually shred the Constitution. They say it does cause pain. This is where 70% of Christian children, young people that go to college, 70% of the reports are they leave their faith.
Mm.
And now you're looking at they're leaving the Constitution. You're not going to be really surprised why. But Vassar, tell us about Vassar.
Vassar College was founded in 1861. It's a highly selective residential co-educational liberal arts college. Wow, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Constantly ranked amongst the top liberal arts colleges in the country. And Vassar is renowned for pioneering achievements in education, for its long history of curricular innovation, and for the beauty of its campus.
So what you're about to see, so you're seeing these young people, potentially students, they're going and saying that the Constitution makes them feel bad when it's around. And you're also seeing them walk around handing out constitutions. This is if this is authentic.
Wow. Yeah.
And the young people are beginning to see the importance of the Constitution.
Up, yes.
This is so important. But the shocker is all this money and all this college debt that everybody owes, you're paying it to these people who are shredding our Constitution and shredding faith in the hearts of our young people. As a matter of fact, let's take a look now.
They were handing the Constitution out on campus. I didn't think that this would happen, but I realized that the Constitution is kind of a trigger for me. Overall, I see it just as a really oppressive document. I mean, I'm like scared to walk around campus and see the Constitution. Honestly, can we just like, is there like a shredder or something? I think it might be like really therapeutic to see that.
Yep, I think we have a shredder in the front office there. Did you want to do it with me?
Yeah, I could watch.
Yeah, okay, yep.
The Constitution in everyday life causes people pain.
Is there a shredder that I can use?
A shredder?
Yeah. In here?
In the Constitution?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
On the Constitution?
Yes.
There you go. Right to bear arms. Hello there. Would you like a copy of the Constitution?
Is he coming?
Goddamn. Give it out constitutions. You interested in taking one? Okay. A little sad. Can I interest you in a constitution today?
Thank you, but you look amazing.
Oh, thank you.
What?
Your phone number?
I don't have American.
Oh, you don't have an American number? Like, maybe... No, I'm an American constitution, so I need an American phone number, but have a good day. It doesn't offend you?
No.
Doesn't hurt your feelings?
No.
clear. It matches your sweatshirt, too.
Oh, that's good.
Great.
Okay.
And this idea came up in our newsroom about campus administrators shredding the Constitution because it's a trigger against students. We didn't think people would actually fall for it. We underestimated just how stupid and politically correct these people are.
Last week something kind of happened on campus that I kind of really upset me, and I ended up having a panic attack, and it's just I've been kind of hiding out in my room ever since, kind of scared, and so finally somebody told me I should maybe come talk to you about it and see if there's anything that can happen or anything. Well, I have it with me.
Okay.
They were handing the Constitution out on campus. So I don't know. They were handing it out, and as soon as I saw it, you know, I started to not be able to breathe, hyperventilating. My vision went blurry, and I'm kind of just lost control.
Yeah. Did they say anything when they handed it
out? No, they were just handing it out, and I didn't think that this would happen, but I realized that the Constitution is kind of a trigger for me.
Okay. So I think what you're sharing with me is that your interaction in receiving this was harming, right? And that's what we certainly want to avoid. We don't want to limit people in exchanging ideas or having opposing viewpoints, but when it's disruptive or causing harm.
Which I think the Constitution does. I mean, it's not just me. I thought that Vassar wanted to create like a safe place here.
Yeah.
You know, a place where students could walk around and not be scared of seeing discriminating things on campus.
When we told the same story at Oberlin College in Ohio, we were shocked by statements made by some of the professors.
The Constitution is an oppressive document. The Constitution makes change slow. It intends to make change slow. Right now, when I look at who's in charge of the U.S. House of Representatives, I think it's a good thing. Birthright citizenship, which is assured by the Constitution, is almost unique in the modern world. Okay? I think birthright citizenship is right. I'm willing to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that if that was up for a vote today, we would lose it under the craziness of Trump and his, you know, seven dwarfs, right?
I don't tend to talk specifically about the Constitution. Sometimes I do. More like I'll take a individual, you know, amendment, like, you know, free speech or something, and talk about it that way.
Is it because you see it kind of as a document that's flawed?
Yeah, right. But I wonder if any of the... There's some groups that I think of that might be really... would be really interested in maybe having, you know, a public forum or roundtable, some kind of, you know, open discussion about the Constitution, not from, you know, the way the Law and Society people teach it, but I mean a really critical look at the way in which the Constitution in everyday life causes people pain.
Is there something that you think that that can be done to kind of respond to this, or to, because I'm sure there are also some people who maybe don't understand the impact that this might have on folks, right? So is there some kind of, I don't know, educational moment that can be had with the larger kind of campus community?
Yeah. I guess maybe, and I mean, I feel like the Constitution almost at a place like Vassar that is just valued for, I think, inclusivity and, you know, a place that wants everyone to feel safe and empowers them to feel safe so that they can get the best education possible. I don't even know if maybe the Constitution should be removed from campus permanently.
Oh, I see. Is it, I mean, maybe in the library, do you think it's, I'm not sure that there is.
I've never looked, but I bet that there's one in the library.
I'm sure there is for research purposes, right?
The Constitution's not a sacred document in that sense, you know. It really,
yeah.
You know, and that's, I mean, look at the fight over the Second Amendment. You know, what could be clearer than, I mean, at least from my point of view, that the founders never envisioned giving people carte blanche to own assault rifles. You know, that was not what they were talking about.
So obviously my end goal is I want the Constitution to not have such a central part here at Oberlin. I would like people to see how discriminating it is and how racist it is. Do you think that that's a reasonable goal that we could get to?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, and I think it's one of those things that, like I said, like I just don't really think about it a lot. I think there are a lot of people who will immediately agree with you and join the conversation and think about ways to limit, confine, or talk back. Maybe it's just you want to talk back to the Constitution, you know?
It's horrible that this is something that has caused you such pain. And I, you know, this, I don't, unless the people are from off campus, we can't keep them from getting it. Can I destroy this? Or do you want to hold on to it?
Well, could you destroy it? Maybe it'd be kind of therapeutic for me.
Yeah, we'll put it in a shredder. I have to wait till my secretary comes back to be able to use the shredder. So mm-hmm. I can put it here and shred it when I get back.
Did you want to leave this with me? Or do you want to take it?
Honestly, can we just like,
yep.
Like, is there like a shredder or something? I think it might be like really therapeutic to see
shredder.
That.
Yep, I think we have a shredder in the front office there. Did you want to do it with me?
Yeah, I could watch.
Yeah, okay, yep. And I have it. I wouldn't mind. I want to rip out this back part if you don't mind.
Okay.
It's about the Cato Institute.
Yeah, I don't know. It could have just been where they got it.
That's
who
true.
Knows?
That's true. But at least it's something. It's mm-hmm. kind of a little clue. Okay, and the rest is just the. Is there a shredder that I can use?
A shredder.
In here.
That made me feel better.
Mm-hmm. We were amazed and disappointed. Political correctness and cultural sensitivity run amok. Could this scenario happen at Ivy League schools? The Project Veritas Save the Constitution series will continue.
Hello. I'm giving out constitutions today. You interested? Yeah. Here you go.
So you're looking at, is this not amazing what's
wow.
taking place? We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. You're going to say, where does this come from? Well, it's been going for quite some time, but Supreme Court Justice Ruth Ginsburg, she is saying it herself, talking about when she talks about a new country, don't even use the U.S. Constitution. It's outdated. Use South Africa's Constitution. Could you believe that a Supreme Court Justice, Ruth Ginsburg, she's feeling the same way about our Constitution? You got to hear, watch her. This is her speaking to somebody about wanting to have a new Constitution for their country. And she is actually supposed to uphold our Constitution. She's the one that the Supreme Court is supposed to look at every law passed by Congress to make sure it's constitutional.
It's amazing.
And she is actually rejecting our Constitution, just like these.
This is amazing.
Take a look at this.
So that's one milestone. And the next will be the drafting of a constitution. Now, I can't speak about what the Egyptian experience should be because I'm operating under a rather old constitution. The United States, in comparison to Egypt, is a very new nation. And yet we have the oldest written constitution still in force in the world. I would not look to the U.S. Constitution if I were drafting a constitution in the year 2012. I might look at the Constitution of South Africa. That was a deliberate attempt to have a fundamental instrument of government that embraced basic human rights, had an independent judiciary. It really is, I think, a great piece of work that was done. Much more recently than the U.S. Constitution, Canada has a Charter of Rights and Freedoms. It dates from 1982. You would almost certainly look at the European Convention on Human Rights.
Think about it. The job of the 8 Supreme Court justices,
nine,
is to actually make sure things are constitutionally sound. That's the whole purpose she's supposed to be there. You got to get a copy.
A life appointment.
Which that needs to change. But you got to get a copy of the Constitution. I just read the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution yesterday. You need to read it continually and get it inside of you. Most people have never even read it. Mm-mm. And don't even know what we're talking about. But if you do away with this, every right you have, Washington, D.C., everything changes as you know it. There is wisdom that God allowed this nation to come up, and a lot of it is written in the U.S.
That's
Constitution.
Right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.